This is KQEN Local Talk at 4. Each weekday, News Radio 1240 KQEN brings you local information at 4 o'clock. Now, your Q, presented by Premier Insurance Group. Here is Shannon Sebastian with your Q on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Everybody, welcome to another episode of Your Q, where, as always, we are celebrating, uplifting, and educating about all things awesome and amazing about living in Douglas County. So I got Alan Painter in here with me again.
Still hanging out. I hope everybody out there had a great 4th.
Yep, and I know we're doing some baseball.
Baseball.
So, it's baseball time.
We got Psycho Grandma here going to be embarrassing her grandkids doing baseball this weekend, I believe.
Yep. I am, and I got custom T-shirts. I'm all pretty excited about it. I'm not going to lie.
So let me tell her poor grandson, I apologize in advance for everything your grandma's about ready to do to you, because it ain't going to be pretty.
Nope. I got a different shirt for every day. I'm good to go. And some may have his number on it, so he might be a little bit in trouble because they'll know who I'm attached to. So
do you have a good 4th?
Owen Lee, I'm sorry.
Yeah. So.
Yes, I mean, it's the greatest holiday. I absolutely love it. Other than Jesus' birthday and Christmas, I love 4th of July so much. So
yeah, the one time that we've come together, and it's really neat to see everything going on in our community, and it was just fantastic. And now we're ramping up for the next chapter of Douglas County summer and all the fun stuff that it has with the cruise and the festivals and all that. So I'm looking forward to more eating and adult beverage partaking. I was fairly good over the 4th of July holiday, so now I've still got some in the tank to use up. So I'm ready to rock.
Storage. Oh, you crack me up. Well, do I have the thing for you then, sir?
I know, I'm a little bit. I was a little bit excited to see our guests coming back, and you know, kind of stoked the fire of my enthusiasm for what we got coming. Because baby, am I stoked for this!
Well, just a minute ago, I said one of my favorite holidays, other than the 4th of July, is obviously honoring Jesus' birth, and this is kind of like your barbecue Christmas.
Absolutely.
So, Alan is like a kid in a candy store when we talk about BBQ. So, today, back with us is Terry Brock with the Sutherland Throwdown, Bags Barbecue and Brews. So, back to tell us some exciting things that you have coming up here on the 15th and 16th. So, what's new, Terry?
Hey, thank you very much. What's new is we're just a little over a week away. Holy smokes, this thing is coming down on us hard and quick. We've got lots of barbecue teams. We've got lots of breweries. We've got wine. We've got cornhole players signing up, and they'll sign up to the very, very, very last minute. We got a lot of stuff on the slate. These barbecue teams are busting it out. They're going to cook their favorite stuff on Saturday. It's going to be way crowd-friendly. Bring your family. Bring your friends. This will be also a kid-friendly event. We got our splash pad will be going all day long so the kids can cool off. Even the adults can jump out there if you want to.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I can see you out there.
Splash pad and brews. Yeah.
Some of the barbecue teams are going to get a little bit elaborate too. That we've got a couple of teams are going to be cooking whole alligators. We got a couple of teams cooking whole hogs, and we've got a whole lamb that'll be on spits or open pit fires or some sort of grill.
Gator Q, how's that? Only in Douglas County can you get a little taste of southern barbecue. That's awesome.
It'll definitely be a good time. And also, you know, shouts out to all of our sponsors, Holy Smokes, and we're going to be shouting them out all day long. And other events that are going on throughout Douglas County. I mean, the Throwdown is, of course, we want it to be our day on July 15th and 16th, but we also want folks to know that Douglas County's got a lot of other things to offer as well. So we'll be shouting those out, and again, just giving kudos to our sponsors and people that have been helping us out.
So, as you're nearing the festivities, how many teams do you really see coming in for the barbecue?
Well, really, I mean, we've been shooting for 40. That might be a little bit tough, but I know we're going to eclipse 30. We'll be well above 30 barbecue teams. And honestly, having done our research here for the last few months, Lisa and I have been cruising around all over the Pacific Northwest. sampling barbecues and all that stuff. And I'll tell you what, if you could eat 30 samples of barbecue, hats off to you. I mean, you better plan on spending a whole day and maybe even the night.
Well, I'm going to give it a try. You can bet that. Holy smokes, 30.
So, Terry, last time you were here, you talked about, like, the payment method for the food, like it was going to be tokens or something. So can you tell us about the process for that?
Absolutely, yes. And thank you for bringing that up. This is it's a free entry. Everybody's welcome to come on in and enjoy the music and all that stuff. But the barbecue is not free. The beer is not free. The wine is not free. The cider isn't free. So what folks will do is they'll come on in, come to the registration area. If they want to partake in alcohol, they'll buy a cup, sample cup, and then buy tokens. Each token will cost $2. And then as you roam through the park, you'll have an opportunity to trade out those tokens for samples of beer, wine, cider, barbecue of all sorts and sizes. Now, this event will be tokened. The currency of the day will be tokens, and that will also be on Sunday too. We haven't talked a whole bunch about that, so I just want folks to know it is a crowd-friendly event. Sometimes these barbecue competitions aren't necessarily real crowd-friendly. This one is. We made sure of it. We're here to make sure that our community gets to eat barbecue and not just watch it.
That's cool. I certainly hope you guys are going to be selling these tokens by the roll. I don't know. I don't see a handful is going to be able to cover it.
Well, we have lots of tokens, so you can buy all the tokens you want. There
all
will
right.
be plenty of that going around. Also, what I'd like to mention, too, is our SK Park. That's the retirement park there in Sutherland. They're going to be cooking breakfast, and this is going to be before the barbecue teams get fired up and ready to go. They're using this as a fundraiser for their garden. So the first 300 folks that come in, they want to buy breakfast, it'll be $7. And I'm pretty dang sure it's going to be a real good breakfast. They have a chef that was in the military that's used to slinging some hash. So if you're hungry and you need a little breakfast, don't forget to drop by the community center right there on site and grab your breakfast. We'll take care of you.
So tell us a little bit about the cornhole tournament part. Like, if somebody just wants to get involved, do they have to be part of the association, or how does that work?
No, they don't have to be a part of any particular association. This is a very, very, very large tournament. It has been advertised and billed to be extraordinary. But it's not a sanctioned event, so anybody that wants to play can play. Now, I would warn you, this is a two-day event, so if you tend to play, be ready to play all day Saturday. It'll be 8 games on Saturday, and your times will be kind of varied up a little bit. It'll be a round-robin tournament on Saturday, and what that will do is, depending on how you score, that'll place you into either A, B, or C bracket for Sunday. On Sunday, you'll get 2 games of warm-up in the bracket that you're in, and then we're going to take off and go into a double elimination tournament. I kind of expect for the cornhole tournament to finish up about the same time that the barbecue for Meat Main competition finishes up, and that should be Sunday somewhere around 4-ish or so.
So then we'll see the champions on both about 4 on Sunday.
And no one really, really, really knows for sure exactly when
sure.
that will be. It's going to be, I'm guessing, somewhere around there. It better, because we're supposed to be out of the park by 5 o'clock. So it'll all work out.
Yeah.
Okay, for somebody that's not as educated in the barbecue biz as my partner in crime here, what is a four meat main?
That's a super good question. I know, I just kind of blew past that, huh? So this being a sanctioned barbecue competition, there's a couple sanctioning agencies. We went with Pacific Northwest Barbecue. They are all over the Pacific Northwest. A four-meat main consists of a brisket, chicken thighs, pork ribs, and a pork butt or pulled pork. What they do is, on the hour, and I won't quote times and stuff because I don't want to mess anybody up, but basically on the hour, Pacific Northwest Barbecue says your brisket is done at this o'clock, your chicken thighs are done at this o'clock, and your ribs at this o'clock. So they have to turn them in on the hour. Those meats will go into our judging area, which is our community center. Very, very, very nice. They'll go into there, and then the judges will judge each meet accordingly. Once the teams have submitted all four of their four-meet main competition, the judges will tally up their score, and that's when we will hand out awards.
That is amazing to me. Here we go. I mean, I have made brisket in the past, and that's not just to throw it on the barbecue and cook it. That's a long, long process, and to narrow it down to that window, I mean, these guys must have it down to a science.
Well, that's why they call them the pros, right?
Amen.
I know the last brisket I cooked, I planned on dinner at 6 o'clock, and I think we finally ate at midnight that night, and it was still tough. So anyway, I won't be doing the competition, so don't worry about that. No, these guys are good at it, you know, and what I have to say, too, is, dang, we've got some really, really, really good barbecue caterers around here, and they're going to be here. I mean, if it's somebody that's barbecuing around the Roseburg area, Douglas County area, you can pretty much count on them being there as well.
Oh, good. So we got some local teams we can root for.
Absolutely, as well as local breweries and wineries. Folks, this is going to be a good get-together. It's a well balance of foods, and we keep talking about barbecue as just meats and so on, and it won't necessarily be that way. We'll have desserts. We'll have all kinds of different sides and so on that'll be here. So if you're not necessarily a carnivore, we'll have something for you.
I'd say you might have meats and vegetables, but I sure aren't. Show me the meat.
So curious about the prize pool for this. Like, what does the winner of the four meat challenge, what do they win?
That's a really good question. And honestly, I can't tell you 100%. This is going to be, the Four Meat Main is actually ran by Pacific Northwest Barbecue. Our community, our Chamber of Commerce, our City of Sutherland, our sponsors, our group in Sutherland, and sponsors throughout Douglas County have put up $10,000. That will be divided accordingly, depending on how Pacific Northwest Barbecue does that divide. Now, the cornhole, that will be divided up, and money raised the same way through our community. The cornhole will divide up $5,000, and that will be in brackets A, B, and C, first, second, and third place in each category.
Perfect. Well, it's already time. We just, you know, talking barbecue goes quick. So we're going to take a break, and we'll be back with more of Your Q on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
This is KQEN Local Talk at 4 on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Welcome back to Your Q, sponsored by Premier Insurance. I'm Shannon Sebastian.
And I'm Alan Painter, and we have a special Q today because we're talking barbecue.
Yeah, so the Q is actually a Q today. And we're educating. I'm learning stuff. I didn't know what a four-meat main was. We have Terry Brock here with the Sutherland Throwdown, who is, along with his fiance, put so much time and energy and other volunteers into pulling this off. So thank you for that, Terry. Really appreciate it. So tell us a little bit more. We did talk about the barbecue, and you let us know there's other things there and sides and dishes and that. So let's talk a little bit about the brew side of it then and who we might know that's coming or will have a stand there.
Oh, boy, I need a list, huh? And I don't have that list with me. I'll tell you what, something that I would like for folks to know about is our website. That is the SutherlandThrowdown.org. If you have any questions about who's on, who's a part of it, we've got all of our sponsors, we've got all of our barbecue teams, and our breweries and wineries there. I've got to start saying spirits because I can't keep saying breweries because I certainly don't want to discredit those wineries and the cideries. We have, of course, we have all of our locals. We've got Backside Brewery. We've got Too Shy. We've got North 40. We've got Looking Glass Brewery. We've got Cantu. Holy, who else do we have around here?
And you said wineries.
And wineries. We have Melrose Vineyards. We have Cooper Ridge. We have Henry's. Who else? I'm drawing a blank right now. Like I say, need that list. But I am five breweries altogether, about 20 wineries. or 20 breweries, excuse me. Breweries coming from up on the North Coast, over Eastern Oregon, Eugene, down south, coming from all over the place. So we're going to have some locals, and we got good local spirits, but we've got folks coming from out of the area as well.
So one quick question on that. Are the breweries competing in anything, or is it just for us to partake in,
Our own joy.
Yeah, keep the happiness going with the food coma.
So what we're going to do this year, and keep in mind, this is the first year, and next year we'll do it bigger, better, bolder, and all that stuff. This year we're going to have a People's Choice Award. We will have a People's Choice for barbecue, and we'll have a People's Choice for spirits. Something else that I think is going to be really nice is we're going to offer our top sponsors the opportunity for them to pick what they choose. We'll take five top sponsors, and they'll pick barbecue, first, second, third, fourth, fifth, that they like, and we'll present them with an award built by the Sutherland Wood Shop. And then we'll do the same thing with spirits. We'll take five top sponsors, and they'll pick out their five top spirits, just to give us an opportunity to hand out a little bit more awards and give a few more kudos.
You know, if we would have known that, maybe even sooner, like, Alan, that's probably the cheaper route for you to go than eating all that food and buying all those tokens.
That sounds like Willy Wonka's golden ticket.
Yeah, you mean, I was just like...
Yeah, I'm sorry, I haven't enough to go back through the line again. I can't make a decision. I mean, what a great opportunity that is.
Yeah, that's a great idea. And I think that you had mentioned something earlier, Terry, that you're going to make it bigger and better and bolder. I honestly think you're kind of coming out of the gate killing this thing. You are just...
Absolutely, Shannon. That was my thing. Yeah. How is that possible?
I don't know. Honestly, you need a bigger city. So, but I know that this is part of a heart project for you, that this is the money raised is also going to go to something very near and dear to your heart. And so let's talk a little bit about Youth in Trades.
Absolutely, yes. And it is near and dear to my heart. Bringing people to Sutherland and showing people a good time and showing people our community and showing you what we can do together as a community is all good. But really, when the rubber meets the road, we're looking at a Youth and Trades program. And right now, for lack of better words, that's what we're calling it, Youth and Trades. This is the ground floor of this whole program. What we want to do is we want to help introduce young people that really don't have a path. They really don't know what they want to do. They may not be university bound. They may want to try different work and different jobs and so on. So we'll be trying to make those connections between our local companies and training agencies with these young people. We have several major employers of Douglas County that will actually be at the event. They're setting up their booths, and they're not there to sell anything. They're just there to talk about potential career and training opportunities in their companies. Next year, like I say, we'll add a little bit to that. And I won't necessarily spring that on you right now because I want to make sure that we can do what we say we're going to do. But there is a motive behind our madness.
Well, Terry, that sounds amazing to me. And the work that you put in. You know, let me ask you, where did this come from? Where did it sprout in your heart to take on this? I mean, this is a big, big challenge to do this. Where did this come from in your own personal backstory?
Oh, boy. Well, I retired in September. Some people think I retired before I actually hit the switch. But I found myself with a little bit more time. I knew that I wanted to do some things. I've always been involved with things, at least in my younger days. Now I have a little bit more time. And thank God for Lisa taking care of business and helping to pick up in the slack. Just decided to do the Cornhole Tournament, which we'd been doing for the past couple years in conjunction with the Blackberry Festival, and just decided to blow it up, just make it bigger and bigger and bigger. Now, having a nice event in our community is fun, it's all good, but where are we going? If you talk to any employer, people are looking for people. People are looking for help, and there again, I mean, finding young people that want to get into some sort of training or something without putting themselves in debt, that's the kind of opportunity we want. This is something that I grew up into. I had a rough start. It took me a little while to get on my feet. And then once I was in my mid to late 20s, I was able to get into a trade. And it turned out to be the very, very, very best thing that could have ever happened to me. And I just want to share that opportunity with others.
That's pretty amazing. Absolutely. And it's so much needed. And, you know, things were bad when I was growing up, but we did have some of those programs available into high school, and through budget cuts or whatever, those have all but disappeared, and kids are just lost.
Yes, true. But, you know, I'll tell you what, the good news is I think a lot of people are starting to wake up to that. If you look at some of the VOTEC programs that are starting to come back alive, I know Sutherland's got some good things going on, and they've got some great instructors. The leadership and the camaraderie that you see in some of these programs are really, really, really good. And I can't just keep giving all kudos to Sutherland, because that's happening throughout Douglas County. I think this is a popular craze. I think this is something that's catching on, and I think people want to be a part of it. I know I do.
Well, that's what, Terry, I just got off the bottom of my heart. It's just amazing what you're trying to accomplish here, and I want to thank you and everyone behind this movement, because this is going to touch lives and bless lives like, you know, you won't even be able to see the impact of this county into lives across the world. So thank you very much. It's amazing.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
Well, we want to make sure that we reiterate the days and the times and also your website again, for now that you've spilled all the amazing beans about the event.
Don't spill the beans.
Yeah.
We like
the beans. We like the beans with the barbecue.
With the meat.
Let us reiterate that for us, the date and time.
Absolutely. So you'll see the park get really busy on July 14th. That's Friday. That's when the teams are going to start loading in. That's not necessarily the day to consume anything. Day of the 14th. Come Saturday morning, the cornhole teams are going to start showing up about 8 o'clock. And there again, that breakfast is going to be on the grill for the first 300 people from 8 o'clock till about 10 o'clock. And then Saturday, after about 10 o'clock, then the cornhole players should be all registered. They'll start playing, and then I expect for people to start picking up and coming on in and looking for barbecue and spirits around 12-ish, 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock or so, and the evening will pick up. And then July 16th, which is Sunday, that's also going to be a very crowd-friendly day. We've got people that will be sampling there as well, even though the Four Meat Main will be going on at the same time. So July 15th and 16th, those are the good days. Oh, and we got to mention Jesse Lee. Jesse Lee is going to be our band Saturday night. What a great gal. What a great band. Her heart, her spirit. I mean, she just matches everything we got going on.
Well, Terry, thank you so much for coming and updating us on some things. And the alligator, that's cool, too. So we wish you the best of luck and hope to see you out there, and you'll see Alan.
I will be out there probably, 7:30, getting in line and prepping myself in the morning.
He eats at 11:30, so I'm like, he'll be savage by 1 o'clock. So, all right, well, it's that time. We're going to take a break and be back with your local business buzz, sponsored by Umpqua Survival, after just a quick break.
This is KQEN Local Talk at 4 on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Hi, welcome back. It's that time for the Local Business Buzz, and it's the first Thursday of the month, so we all know what that means.
Big dogs in the house.
Big dogs in the house. So we have Carlos from Umpqua Survival. I mean, really, does everybody call you the big dog? Because we do every single time.
No, pretty much just you guys.
I don't know. It's just started. Now it's trending. So hashtag big dog. But anyway, so Carlos, welcome. Thank you for coming back this month.
It's good to be here.
You have a good fourth?
I did.
Good.
It was fantastic.
Good.
So, what's up and new at Umpqua Survival? I've been telling people that you are now temporarily, until whenever.
Temporarily insane?
No, that's not temporary. Closed on Sundays.
Yeah, we started being closed on Sundays on Father's Day. It just a really slow day for us, so it's kind of nice for my employees to have that extra time, and it makes it so I can stretch payroll farther. It's great.
Yeah, well,
it's a win-win.
Hey, you know, and that's good.
I see them out shooting on Sundays now.
Let them go out. Yeah, exactly. But burn up some bullets and spend time with their family. So,
I heard you have a new shipment of primers and some other cool stuff that's coming. Well, you guys always have new shipments.
Yeah, I don't know how much we've got left right now, but we'll get more coming again.
Are you starting to see more of a regular supply with that stuff now?
It's definitely getting available more often. I think people are still, you know, panic buying as far as that stuff goes, because every time I get it, people buy like a lifetime supply of it. So,
well, you know, it just, I know you guys get a lot more of that stuff than the big box stores. It's amazing, but you guys, you know, have everything that I need and keep my stock shelves all stocked up full of ammo.
Well, we try.
I think you're stocked up for a good long time. You think you're doing just fine.
How much ammo is enough, Carlos?
I don't know that there's a number.
See?
Yeah, I knew.
Honey, are you listening?
Oh, my gosh. You guys are funny. That's true. I mean, preparedness.
Maybe if you have to build an extra room onto your house, you might be getting excessive. But.
Oh, then you're excessive.
But you're not even sure. You might be excessive.
Depends on how much you shoot.
Okay.
Yeah, you should shoot more.
If you build it, they will come, right?
It's July. Exciting stuff here. July means right for 22.
Get ready, folks. This is the event of events.
Yes. So Carlos helps sponsor and we help promote and just love what Right for 22 stands for. So tell us a little bit about, you always do a gun every year. Let's tell us about that gun for Right for 22 this month.
Well, this month we're doing it's a Century Arms Wasser 10 that's been custom Cerakoted by Rocky's Gunworks. It's all tricked out with special parts, and it comes with a bunch of swag from Ride for 22 and us here at Umpqua Survival. It should do really well. It's a different look than what we've done in the past. Everything we've done in the past is real flashy. This one's a little bit more subdued.
I don't know. It's kind of flashy in a very subdued manner. It is one bad blink type gun, you know.
I think it's pretty cool. Rocky was real happy with how it turned out, and I hope people really flock to it and some tickets.
Are you going to put a picture of it on your website or anywhere or Facebook?
Oh, yeah. It should already be up.
Oh, cool. It is absolutely a stunning gun, and you have to look. I mean, yes, you can shoot it, but it's look so cool hanging on a wall somewhere, too. It is a work of art.
Yeah, people that are subscribed to our newsletter got a little preview of it, too. It came out a few days before the first.
Well, you guys did an amazing job, as always, and to think for the cause it's going for, this is amazing. It's amazing how you guys are always stepping up for everything, but I know this is one of your pet causes, so...
Well, this year, Ride for 22, it has the warehouse section at Backside for their kickoff party and auction. So hopefully it'll get a lot more people out there. They always have some really cool stuff, and it's going to a really good cause. So everybody come out.
It is. And Ride for 22 is about suicide prevention for veterans, and something that's dear to our heart and something we really support here on the Q. And, hey, and you go out and have fun and can support them with some good beverages and some cool, unique items for auction, some stuff you'll never be able to have a chance at anywhere else that's out there at their auction. So encourage everybody to go out and check it out.
Well, we always have them on every year, and they're actually coming on next Thursday. So they're going to tell us all about that. And they're a hoot. And the whole night is fun. Everybody's just there for the right reasons and for a good cause and a good time.
I think Shannon actually goes just to up my bids when I'm not looking. I think...
That's not true. If we're talking about upping bids, that's Carlos. Because his, Sarah, that was actually Sarah's fault, his wife, because she thought I made a flag one year and I really, really wanted it. Remember the flag I really wanted? And she's like, Carlos, you can't let Shannon buy her own thing that she made. For some reason, she thought I made it. So he was bidding against me. And then afterwards, she said, I thought you made it and I didn't want you to buy your own thing. So it's all for a good cause. It was all good in the hood. But anyway.
You're not quite that crafty, huh?
No.
Definitely, not at all.
Yeah, Shannon and crafty is two thumbs down.
No. Yeah, I definitely didn't do anything like that.
Well,
but
I look forward to those people are awesome. I look forward to talking to them next week.
So, Carlos, I know you have, and this has a really cool name, and I'm going to, but on your vlog and your newsletters, which you're doing an awesome killer job on, I want to say that. People really need to go to your Facebook and your website and give their email and get onto that. But let's talk about, and tell me the exact name, but the Suppressor Day down at the South Umpqua Rod and Gun Club. What is it called? Because I know there's a joke behind this, too.
Well, it doesn't have a real name. I'm just calling it a suppressed range takeover.
Takeover.
Yeah,
that's what it was.
Because we're taking over South Umpqua Rod and Gun Club on August 5th. And I've got a bunch of vendors coming out and sponsors. I'm looking for more sponsors. So if you're interested in sponsoring, I just need basically a banner and about $100, and we'll get you'll be advertised all day out there. And actually, knowing South Umpqua Rod and Gun Club, you'll probably be advertised for several months.
Yeah.
Get taken down.
Yeah.
That's right up our alley. So Premier Insurance would be pleased to be one of your sponsors for that, you know, to do anything we can to help support anything Second Amendment. So we'd love to sponsor that.
Right on. Yeah.
I don't think I've ever shot a gun with a suppressor on it, so I kind of want to come just to experience. I have, I don't know, but
we're going to have a good selection of stuff that you can fire, and if you just want to watch, that you can do that as well. I believe Tia's Street Tacos are going to be there that day, and we might have a coffee truck there also. So there'll be food and beverages available. I've quite a few prizes already set up that we're going to be giving away, and it should be a really good time.
Well, I'll tell you what, Shannon. Once you go suppressed, you'll never go back. It is absolutely amazing. I mean, it's not like on TV where it just goes. You can. Yeah. For you want to replay on that? It was. All right. So, there's actually a noise, but you don't have to wear hearing protection. It is so much fun to shoot suppressed.
Yeah, it's nice to be out, you know, having fun with the family, shooting, and having a conversation at the same time.
Yeah, yeah. Hear the birds tweet before you shoot them out of the tree.
Oh, my goodness gracious. For all the children, he did not mean that. Actually, he did. It's just life. It's a circle of life.
Sorry, honey.
So what's the cost for that event? And if I outshoot my husband, I need a prize for that. Because that will happen.
It's $25 for any shooters.
I got to do this.
And that covers your range fee. And you'll get 4 tickets. Each ticket's good for 5 rounds in a different weapon. And like I said, we'll have a good selection of things that you can shoot out there. Everything from 22s to we're even going to have a suppressed shotgun out there. So.
Oh, how cool.
Yeah, and you'll get a chance to try different brands, different firearms. So if it's something that you've thought about or you're just interested in it, come on out. I've got lots of people that shoot suppressed all the time that plan on coming out just because they want to try some different brands of things.
You said suppressed shotgun. Now it's really got my ears perked.
Yeah. Yeah. But we've got Silencer Shop, who we're partnered with, will be out. And they're bringing a bunch of stuff, and I think he hinted that he might give away some free tax stamps or free single shot trusts that day. So that'll be cool.
Well, that is really cool, and it is one of those things that, you know, wow, it sounds nice to do it, but it's like people tend to, I don't want to go through all the hassle with the tax stamp, but I say it's really not that big of a deal. I've done it twice, and it always takes a lot less time than what they say. So, but it is really, really fun to shoot, and I'm looking forward to getting down there. And one thing about these events that Carlos has with the manufacturers, these guys tend to roll out the all their cool stuff. So you're getting to see the latest and greatest from these manufacturers.
Well, I'm hoping. I haven't got a ton of commitments yet, but yeah. hopefully we'll have a few more. So.
Yeah.
So is the spacing, is it limited to how many people? Or are you closing it off at a certain number? Or
No, because it's spread out throughout the day. We're going to be down there from 10 until 4. So, you know, I don't think everyone's going to show up all at one time. I think we'll be fine. I'm hoping for a few hundred people, but we'll see what happens. And
well, I know me and Jax will be there. So
yeah, I want to go. I'll go. Okay, so that went by so fast. Man, today we're talking barbecue and guns. It's like blazing by.
It's like heaven for me. I mean,
it's a little hot in the studio today, but other than that, we're just killing it.
It's not hot. It's just everything is smoking.
Smoking barbecue. All right, well, we're going to be back with more of the Local Business Buzz with Alan, myself, and Carlos in just a moment.
Is KQEN Local Talk at 4 on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Welcome back to Your Q. I'm Shannon Sebastian with Alan Painter.
Still in the house.
And Carlos, the big dog from Umpqua's Arrival.
Still here.
Still has the same name that nobody else calls him. Anyway, well, your suppressor takeover, so I called into the shop, and I think it was Leon that said he was kind of coming up with this big name that he wanted you to call this thing, but he lost out. But anyway, that's why it made me laugh. I know it has a name, I know it's a thing, but I don't know what that thing is.
Well, that's kind of scary, them making up a name down at Carlos's shop.
It was PC.
I can't believe anything that comes out of there is PC.
It was PC, but I don't remember. So, Leon, I'm sorry. But anyway, and it didn't get called whatever his thing was anyway. He lost out, Carlos.
Well, there's lots of other events similar, and I didn't want to steal anybody's name. So.
Gotcha.
Well, that's going to be a good time. So we appreciate you bringing that to the folks of Douglas County. What an opportunity that most people don't get.
It's our first time doing something like this, so hopefully everything turns out. If, you know, if there's some kinks, you know, you guys will just have to bear with us.
Honestly, I think people should be grateful that companies and small businesses such as yourself are out there trying to bring these events to all of us and give us the opportunity to try something that maybe that we haven't. I haven't. So I'm excited for it, and I'm very appreciative that you're trying it. So if people need some patience or they don't have any, I'll be down there and I'll have a suppressor. So you can probably shush it.
I think you need a suppressor. You got a suppressor that fits Shannon.
You know, the hardest personally or for my gun? I think he means my mouth.
The hardest thing about planning something like this during the summertime is finding a weekend when there's not a million other things going on.
Yeah, it seems like typically it's like we have a quiet period when nobody does anything, and we have a weekend, everybody tries to do everything that weekend. But well, when you put guns, we'll be there. We will support. That's a priority.
Absolutely. So before we forget, we have to give out the Carlos brought us our little winner for the day,
and
it's a girl again. It's a lady. I'm sorry. I'm not sexist or anything like that, but I do get a little tickled when it's a gal.
You just dropped it.
I should probably not gloat, but I think it's fun.
And
so it's Nicole Jenkins. So congratulations. I'll call and let you know that you won, and you can come and pick up your certificate here at the News Review.
Which you can use for down payment for your first suppressor.
Yeah. You know, maybe they can use it for, I don't know if it would work for the entry fee or not, but there you go. Yeah. So.
Well, Carlos is generous, so we appreciate everything you guys do to further the firearms advocacy in our community, and little, you know, events like this have a huge impact. So thank you very much, and thank you for your sponsorship.
Hey, we're happy to do it.
So, quick question. I know that typically you have a booth slash tent or whatever at the Ride for 22 event. Will you be doing that and selling the tickets there again for the gun if people aren't able to make it into the shop? Or they've already bought some and they just need more?
Yeah, absolutely. I'll be there all evening. I'll be at the kickoff party. And then the day of their motorcycle rally and 5K, I'll be there with our little booth set up also.
How many hours a week do you put in? I know you know, it's like, it is amazing. Anytime there's something with the community, I see them at the Lamb Show, at the bar, you know, at the sale. I see them everywhere. There's something to give back to our community. You see Carlos and the folks from Umpqua Survival.
Well, he won't
say nothing.
If there's, I work a lot, but I mean, the events are only kind of work.
Yeah. So. Yeah. But, you know, it is amazing how many events. If I show up, there's the boys.
I do have a question on the Lamb Show, because I think that was your first time going to the barbecue piece of it, or the lamb barbecue. Did you go to the barbecue?
It was my second time.
Oh, second time.
And?
How
was it?
I thought it was great.
I haven't eaten it before, so I might have
you.
To go sometime.
I have not perfected barbecuing it myself yet, though.
No.
So. Still trying.
They're amazing. They cook it over wood. Oh, it's so good.
Well, man, if Terry keeps doing this Sutherland throwdown, I mean, you can get your year's fill of barbecue in one day. Holy cannoli.
Don't say that. I could never fill up on barbecue enough.
I do.
I'm going to try and make it out to that also.
Yeah. Oh, man, that sounds amazing. Speaking of that, the girls, I keep hearing them say, we haven't had barbecue lately.
Oh, here we go.
So,
here we go.
Just throwing it out there.
All right. I hear a tri-tip calling. It's like my most important job.
I heard there's a new barbecue food truck, too. I can't remember the name of it.
Oh, maybe we haven't come to the office.
Oh, we need yours. It's special and made with love. So, plus it's just fun. It smells good. Every time you open the door and it comes in the back door, it's like heaven.
All right.
Hopefully that was enough of a guilt trip.
Yeah, so I know I've been kind of letting down on my job.
Well, Andy posted a ridiculously stupid picture of me last week. Did you see that on Facebook on your queue? So, I was being silly in the studio and I got caught and it was made public. So, I can publicly shame you for barbecue.
Thank you very much.
Welcome.
Well, I got to keep the girls fed. That's what makes them happy and makes me look good.
Well, gosh, it's about time, y'all. I cannot believe it. Again, went by so fast. So thank you, everybody. And you know what to do. Until next time, Douglas County, be kind.
And God bless.
See you next time.